Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the co-host on AM 1340 and 104.7 FM in Denver. The man knows his quarterbacks. He is Benjamin Albright. Hello, Benjamin. Good to have you back.
How are you?
Apologies there. I was having a little phone issue.
That's okay.
You're good.
Hey, now, set me straight here. On your Twitter account, it says, fixed the error, mock is set. I click on it, and at number one, it says Sam Darnold. Is that where you're at right now?
I put out one mock draft a year. I put that out last night. The error was a little technical error I had in there that was making the columns misalign. Okay. And you'll note that tweet was from last night. I had been told up until that point it was Sam Darnold, and then I wake up to a phone call this morning from a rock-solid source who said it's Baker Mayfield, put it in stone. So, it appears that perhaps the Sam Darnold pick was the wrong one, and Baker Mayfield looks to be the right one at this time.
Is he the right pick, though?
I think he is. He's been my number one quarterback this entire time in terms of his overall grade. I think he's a franchise quarterback. He's the quickest processor in the 0-20 yard game. He's accurate. He's anticipatory. He was the second highest velocity recorded at the combine on the radar gun. He's won everywhere he's been. I absolutely don't see a problem with him at all. I think he's a franchise quarterback.
Has your rock solid ever made a mistake?
No.
Never? Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm just asking.
Because
we're trying to figure out if there's a little bit of smoke here because...
Or a lot of smoke.
Yeah, because John's been so to the vest on all this stuff. There's also been talk about him wanting to make sure that he finds the leaks when this thing is over and all that stuff, so...
Yeah, I very much believe that, too, based on different things I've heard from different people.
Okay.
Up there, that is a definite thing that they were trying to do is, suss out who they can trust and figure out where the leaks are in the organization, that kind of stuff. Obviously nothing's official until the commissioner says it on television, but I literally woke up to my phone ringing this morning in that phone call.
Why would John Dorsey tell anybody?
Well, I think that, at this point in time, I think that they're letting the organization know. And I think that's the wise thing to do. You can't have coaches sitting there, in the 11th hour, not knowing who they're going to take and not being prepped for that and not knowing your PR guys and all that kind of stuff need to be prepped for the onslaught of interviews and all that stuff that's coming. So that stuff starts to leak out on draft day either way, simply because of the preparations you make to bring your guy in.
Yeah, but when he had Aaron Rodgers on the board, I mean, I know it's a little different, but when Aaron Rodgers was on the board, when they still had Brett Favre, because we had Andrew Brand on a couple weeks ago, and he was just saying that when they made the pick, they just trusted the board at that point. Now, I guess there's a difference between having the number one pick and what was Rodgers 20 at that point? Was 20?
Yeah, he was in the 20s.
So I can understand that, but I still think there might be just a little bit of I'm hoping a little bit that there's a little bit of gray area on this or not, and I'm wondering how it's going to play here in Cleveland when they bring Baker Mayfield in, if he is in fact the pick.
Well, I think there's going to be some trepidation from people who have flashbacks or PTSD from the Manziel era, but Baker isn't that guy. Despite the media narrative that we've seen out there, there was some immaturity. He did get in trouble down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the public intox, but we've seen other guys have that problem before. With Johnny, it was a consistent problem. With Baker, it was cameras playing up different things. I mean, the Kansas incident where Baker kind of grabbed his area and shook it on television, they refused to shake his hand and then were cheap shot late hitting him all game. And he was still getting the job done. So I think the things that, people look at Baker and hyper-focus on are really just competitive things that people have kind of twisted because of the Manziel narrative.
Gotcha.
Benjamin Albright joining us, co-host AM 1340, 104.7 FM in Denver. Man knows his quarterbacks. And you have in your mock, and you've adjusted it, but I haven't seen where everybody's falling, but you had three quarterbacks going in the top five. So let me ask you this. The buzz all along has been the Jets are infatuated with Baker Mayfield. If there's smoke, is the Jets' interest in Baker Mayfield strong enough that they make a huge play to get the number one pick?
I don't know. You know, that is the question. I'll tell you this, there's a split on the Jets as far as who's interested in Baker. The coaches there are not big on Baker. It's the front office that is. McCagnan really likes Baker. So, you know, I don't know. The decision maker liking him would kind of lend to that if that were the case. But, you know, again, if you've got a schism in the locker room, maybe you're more reticent to trade up if your coaches aren't 100% behind you.
How are you feeling about Chubb at four then? For the Browns,
I feel like that's as good a pick as any. I think getting the preeminent pass rusher in this draft at number four overall is something that every team in the league would gladly take. I think adding him opposite Garrett and then putting him in the rotation there, you know, with the other pass rushers that you have, is a brilliant move. And I think that that instantly adds and lends credibility to that front seven. Having a great pass rush makes your secondary that much better too, because they don't have to cover for as long. So, you know, I think it's the smart move. I think it's the right move, and I hope it's the one they make.
If the Browns were to drop out of one for a three pick and the Jets get really aggressive, what would the Browns stand to gain? Benjamin, what do you think they could get by dropping down two spots?
See, that's so tough. The Jets already traded away all those second-round picks,
right?
You know, to get up there to three. So that's the tough spot. It's like, what are you going to have, a future number one? What good does that do you, relatively speaking? So, you know, I think that you're looking at a situation where you get a future one and a future mid, and I'm not sure that that's worth it when you're holding number one overall.
Just looking at your mock a little bit more, too, you've got, especially being in Denver, you've got Denver and Buffalo making the trade that a lot of people think the Browns might end up trying to do it for, too. But you've got Josh Allen going to the Bills. And I don't know, did the rumors die down about Josh Allen going to the Broncos? And then you end up picking up the Cleveland guy in Denver, in Denzel Ward, guy that went to high school here and went to Ohio State.
Yeah, the Broncos are infatuated with Denzel Ward. They like him. They've had a thing for Ohio State corners for a while. Of course, you know they've got Bradley Roby on the roster already.
Right.
You know, they really like him. They're two of their favorite guys, you know, after the quarterbacks, which they have Darnold and Mayfield 1 and 2, are Denzel Ward and Will Hernandez, a guard out of UTEP. The Broncos O-line coach, Sean Coogler, was the head coach at UTEP, recruited Will Hernandez. There's a relationship there. So they'd like to come away, trade back, get Denzel Ward if they can, and come away with both Ward and Hernandez out of the first round, which they feel would shore up their two biggest needs.
If you had your druthers and your John Dorsey here, why, and you do have your druthers because you have the number one pick, do any of the intangibles with Baker Mayfield get in the way? I do love his competitiveness, Benjamin. He's talked about hand size being important. That's not a good thing for Baker Mayfield. Hugh Jackson has talked about liking tall quarterbacks. He doesn't like short quarterbacks. That doesn't work for Baker Mayfield. What is it about this guy, then, that has completely won them over, if indeed this is true?
Well, Baker, you know, has an eidetic memory. He's a guy who remembers everything. He's great on the whiteboard. And he just sees the field better. You know, some of these archetypes that were put out, I think, in media about Dorsey and quarterback preferences and everything, I don't think are exactly true. If you look at his draft history and who he's traded for, you know, bringing in Tyrod Taylor, Tyrod's not very tall. He drafted Aaron Murray. Aaron Murray's not very tall. Alex Smith, not a guy with big hands.
No, I know Dorsey doesn't seem to care, but Hugh Jackson, that's his prerequisite. You got to be tall.
Yeah, I don't think that Hugh's making much on the decision front these days.
I would agree with you on that, but I just threw it out there, looking for your response.
Yeah, it probably doesn't fit the prerequisite of what that particular coach wants, but I would suggest that if that coach isn't able to get it done with the players provided, he won't be there to complain about it anyway.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Benjamin, have a good night.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely, guys. You take care.
Benjamin Bye. Albright.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.